These people are trying to extort from me, a human being, with all the same rights that they claim for themselves, a behavior pattern, a thought pattern, and an outlook on history, which I will not adopt. The Canadian Criminal Code is very clear about that. To extort means to force somebody to do something which he does not want to do. And when I pointed that out to the police and to the prosecutors, because it is politically incorrect, I got the short shrift. Well, that was before the internet. 70 million people are waiting to be informed. And the electronic media has somewhat leveled the playing field, because now little people have a chance to also challenge the big boys, so far still unfettered on an international medium. And this is no wonder to me that the forces of censorship represented by people like the Simon Wiesenthal Center, both in Toronto and in the United States, are storming the Senate, the Congress, and Parliament Hill, once again, to censor the hate mongers quote. Well, I would hate too if I was somebody that had conned the public for 50 years with nothing but lies posing as history. I would also be hating the message of truth.
The previous year, Ernst Zundel had met a California-based ethnic novelist at the Institute for Historical Review's 10th International Convention. Ingrid Remlin, also of German ancestry, had experienced World War II as a refugee child from the Ukraine.
One really doesn't quite know whether one should have begun the book by your life in South America to get a better perspective. And I'd like to do this in this interview because it, in a way, introduces you. It's such an incredible tale that things like these only normally happen to heroines in fictitious accounts of long-forgotten histories.
Yes.
In your case, it's basically looking at your life and your world through your own eyes.
Mm-hmm. When they met, Ingrid made a living as a freelance writer and convention speaker. She had never heard of Holocaust revisionism before, and the convention was her first exposure to an alternate interpretation of German history. Zundel invited her to come to Canada and see his outreach operation. At that time, they barely knew each other, but that was soon to change. At this point, the struggle between the Holocaust lobby and Ernst Zundel went underground. The street mob was mobilized against him. There were numerous demonstrations outside the Zundel house, during which paint bombs and plastic bags with feces were hurled against the building. Toronto police warned Zundel that a price of $800 was set on his head. Posters by the thousands calling for Zundel's assassination appeared all over Toronto. These posters showed his face in the crosshairs of a rifle, giving his address and instructions on how to build a cocktail bomb.
What these people are hearing is not to their liking, and it's designed to be not to their liking, because they are not nice people. They are not nice people.
Today is Siege Day, Demonstration Day, at the Voice of Freedom. What we have outside our building is a demonstration by a motley crew. These are what they call the anti-racist activists, which were financed by the Metro Toronto City Council to the tune of $8,000. So what you actually see today is what $8,000 will buy: state-financed intimidation. They announced on their posters they're going to have a kosher barbecue.
Beep, beep, beep.
We will continue to inform the world. It is our right. It is in Canada constitutionally guaranteed. And we will not be easily silenced or muzzled. And the only way that I'm going to leave this place where I have lived, worked, toiled, thought, and spoken and broadcast for the last 38 years is in handcuffs or in a coffin.
On May 8, 1995, on the 50th anniversary of Germany's surrender to the Allies, ending World War II, the Zundel House went up in flames.
There is a very big war going on. There is violence being done against the rights of people who want to just speak their mind. It doesn't matter what you say, it's who you are. And once you've been vilified, they want to run you out of town, destroy you, take your job, destroy your business, and create absolute hell in your life. Why? Because it'll be a salutary lesson to anyone else who dares to raise their head in disagreement.